Where did the inspiration for Red Herring, the fish symbol, and this album Taste Test come from?
Well, in my youth, I was a big reader, and Red Herring, as you know, is a literary term that refers to something that leads the reader astray, right? It makes you think that guy did it when really this guy did it.
Right?
And it comes from, I believe, the term when in the Old South, prisoners or slaves escaped, they put bloodhounds after them. But it was known that if you put smoked herring in the cuffs of your pants and then discarded the herring, they couldn't smell you anymore.
That's right. The dogs would chase the fish smell instead.
We write a lot of songs that have that kind of quality and make you think it's about one thing when it's really about something else.
All right, we're going to play The Crab Song on CJSF.
From the world, I look into the water. I look into the water. It sure is looking strange today. Bubbling in that pot. Oh, look into the water. Oh, look into the water. Hey, worry I'm look at the armor I've got. Scuttling on the ocean floor, living day by day. The armor I've got.
Yeah, that was Bobby's Cane with Don't Do It Again. All right, and guess what? We have him on the phone. And John in the house, go for it.
Yeah, this is Bobby Jabot. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Hey,
say hi to everybody on the radio.
How we doing?
Good. And so that song, tell us a little bit about that song.
And that song is off our latest EP, Overgrown, which is downloadable on Apple Music, Spotify, all the music platforms. That one we recorded a couple years back, but with all the COVID baloney going on, we had to, so we're just kind of getting it going now, but that one is probably one of my favorite off of that EP, and it's about some pretty wild stuff happened. I don't know if I have time to get into that or if it's it was a song about just a wild night, and I'll leave it at that.
Oh yeah, one of those wild night songs. Well, where are you from, Bobby? Tell us a bit about yourself.
I grew up in New Westminster. Lived there for most of my life, and jammed there. You know, that's where I kind of grew up and started playing drums when I was 10. Started playing guitar when I was 12. And now I'm the guitar player and singer in my band. And I write most of the tunes, so I really enjoy that. So it's, you know, it's Bobby's Cane, and it's kind of named after me. And I didn't come up with the name. It was one of our friends, after sitting around in a circle and throwing around ideas, and he goes, "Yeah, it should be Bobby's Cane," and it sounded good, and here we are. So
yes, it does sound great. So what are your plans for the next upcoming little while here with me? You have any gigs out there that you want people to come out and support?
We got one on the 29th at the Roxy. We are we're playing we're in the middle set, I think.
Yeah, that's right. That's the show I organize. They're playing at around 8:30 in the middle set. So come down around 7. The Roxy opens at 8. Grab a drink and get a seat. And there's two other bands playing that night too. So, but come down and support Bobby's Cane.
Get on the dance floor.
Yeah. So, what are you? Are you working on any new projects, or do you have any other?
I'm always working on something. I'm kind of been working a lot more on recording and kind of producing my own stuff.
Good.
So I've been doing a lot of stuff kind of on GarageBand, Pro Tools, and so there's going to be some new music coming out pretty soon, kind of going in a bit of a different direction, but still keeping it, you know, with the same tones. People have classified us as kind of post-grunge, surf rock, bluesy, whatever.
Well, that's awesome, because I say it's awesome because when musicians pursue their own style of music that represents grunge or rock, it's just a brighter new sound out there. So anyways, it's nice talking to you, Bobby, and I look forward to the show on 2 weeks from now, and I'll be there. John in the house is there, so I invite everyone to come down and meet John in the house and meet Bobby. And thank you very much, Bobby. I really appreciate you coming on air with us tonight.
Wham, wham, bam, east, bam, rocks.
Yeah, baby.
Woo!
We're gonna play one more of your All songs. Right. This one's Focus. Thank you so much.
Thanks, you,
guys.
Bobby.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
Just standing in the rain with you. Yeah, with you. With you. Come on.
Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF.
90.1 FM.
Chango.
90.1 FM. Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
Atención. Yes, so we are back. And yeah, Bobby is from New Westminster. So guess what? Enrico has a song called New Westminster.
Charming little town. I got some friends in New Westminster. get you up when you get down. We'll take a boat ride on the river. We'll make a wish upon a star. I'll meet you down in New Westminster. It doesn't matter what you are. Someday you'll go far. I'll meet you down in New Westminster. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you are.
Woo! Amazing. So where did you grow up from, Enrico?
I was born in Switzerland.
Switzerland? Yeah. Oh, wow. And then when did you come to Canada?
1967. I was 10 years old at the time.
Mm, yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Moved to the East Coast first, and then, I think maybe 5 or 6 years later, came out to the West Coast and never left.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, I'm glad that you're here. Yeah. All right, so let's tell everyone again, where is your show happening?
At the Roxy.
Yes. John, did you want to give more information about the other bands as well?
Oh, yeah, the other bands at the Roxy.
Yes.
It's on June 29th.
June 22nd.
June 22nd.
June 22nd. Yeah, I'm getting my little mix up. And there's...
it's a Thursday night, I believe, right? Yeah, and ours is the early set.
I've got my notes now. Thursday, June 22nd at the Roxy, 7 p.m. The doors open, and the shows go from 8:30 on till 10:45. And Red Herring is the first band, so they'll probably be on around 8:15. And then after Red Herring Band, so come earlier, like at 7. And then there's Andrew Ganke Group. They're like an orchestrated metal. They're very hard rock and roll, kind of very interesting. Google them to find out. And then Border Town Bandits. They're going to be playing the headline show, and they're just the... an awesome sound. You have to come down and support them at the Roxy. And then on June 29th, I have another show at the Roxy, Heyoko's Mirror. They're the orchestrated metal band, and they're coming on first. And then Bobby's Kane, who we just heard, they're on second. And then Rock Voodoo, the band that I manage, they're headlining the show. So please come on down on those two nights, support local music in Vancouver, and tickets are online at Eventbrite. Go to Roxy Events and find the show date, and then on the individual page there's tickets, and you can choose the band that you want to go see and then pay through the band's little window there. You'll see.
All right, and we're going to play one more song from Red Herring. Tell me about Chin Up.
Oh, yeah. Well, Chin Up is about an execution.
Oh, gosh. Right.
And what you do in the face of that.
I see.
However meaningful or meaningless it may be.
All right. Well, we're executing the show right here, I guess. Well, thank you so much, Enrico, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right. Here on CJSF. We'll be right back. The next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll catch you all next week. Bye! And let's listen to some Scat Man, since he's never heard the...
I'm a Scat Man! Scat Man! Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the Scat Man can do it, so can you. Everybody's saying that the Scat Man stutters but does and never stutter when he sings. But what you don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now that the stutter and the scat is the same thing. Yo, I'm the Scat Man. Where's the Scat Man? I'm the Scat Man. Why should we be pleasing any politician? Reasons would try to cheat diseases if they could. The state of the condition insults my intuition, and it only makes me crazy and hard like wood. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, don't let nothing hold you back. If the Scat Man can do it, brother, so can you. I'm the Scat Man.
Listening to